glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. Bountifulness, giving with your heart in it, and not being afraid of missing out. I decree, when I speak my confessions and decrees, I say, no matter how much I give, I'll not be afraid. I'm not going to draw back and say, oh, no, you can't go wrong when you give bountifully, when you put your heart in it to God. Amen. But now, here's the thing. When you do it many times, the environment, there are things that lurk in that environment. Intimidation. Hindering spirits that don't want to see you do that, because they know you've tapped into the law of increase. Hello? And so let's take a look at a story. There were seven spirits that we talked about. There were five different characters in this story. When someone gave to the Lord, I wanted to show you how when you tap your potential, you maximize some things, there are going to be things in your environment that show up. People will show up. The hearts of people will show up. See, you bother people when you're giving your best to God and they're not. Don't shout me down. When you're really praising God and they give them a little halfway praise, and you gonna sweat it, you know, you all out your shoes and you can't sit still. And what's wrong with him? Yeah, you know, they feel bad about it because you're really pressing into God. Hello? And they'll do one or two things. They'll either get away from you next time, or they'll want to put their praise on too. But it'll affect people. So, see, people are affected when you max out. Because the average Joe just like being average. They don't like maxing out. They don't like taking the risk. They don't like necessarily tapping potential. They don't like to stand out. I got a letter a while back. I told you I was back in 2012 on the 12th of the 12th month. A letter that was brought. It wasn't even mailed. It was brought from Cincinnati, Ohio, and handed to me. Said that they needed to get this in my hand right away. And it didn't even have a stamp on it. Had our address and everything on it, but it was hand-delivered on the 12th day of the 12th month of 2012. Mm-hmm. It was a prophetic word, too. From someone that Pastor and I highly esteem. Some of us would know them if I said their name. But they were in the hospital, and I hadn't heard from them in years and years. But they said while they were in the hospital, only a few people came before them, and I was one of them. And they spoke a prophetic word and such, which I'm holding fast to. But I think about where it all started. Pastor and I were one of the first ones way back in the early 90s, I think it was, the early 90s. We sowed a seed. This was maybe in the late 80s, early, I forget when it was. It was sometime around that time period. God blessed us to sow a seed while the person was in this city. They never forgot it. But you know, when we sowed that seed, that person prophesied over us. He said, I see you flying everywhere. He said, I see you on radio. We hadn't got no radio. So I see you on TV. All this stuff, it was so accurate. Now we can look at back at it and say it was very accurate. But the fact of the matter was, there was a bountifulness in our heart. The gift we gave was a sacrifice. It wasn't all that, but it was a sacrifice. And she said it was one of the first ones. When they called a line, I believe so in that ministry and in that word that was being preached, that we were one of the first ones up. And I'm not like that all the time. I'm a little like, you know. But I knew this was God. We were the first ones, and they never forgot that. In 2012, interesting that I got the letter on the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year. And a lot of the prophetic word had to do with dominion, had to do with government. Bountifulness will lead to plenteousness. In Matthew 26, verse 8, we're going to take a look at five characters or five types of people that surrounded a person. Let's go back to verse number 7. Okay. Jesus has gone to a Pharisee's house, Simon the leper. And while he's in there with his disciples, a woman comes in, Mary by name. It says, and there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. Now, I don't know if I have this written down, some of the other synoptic gospels where this same story is. But first of all, Mary came into this Pharisee's house uninvited. It was socially unacceptable for her to come in there like that while all the men were there and they were at dinner. But she comes in, she breaks all the rules and comes in with a precious box of ointment and pours it not only on his head, but let's get a little bit more detail, because it says that she came in weeping and she wiped his feet with her hair and her tears. Now see, the Lord has saved her. She was a harlot. She'd been forgiven much. You know, to whom much is forgiven, they love much. Some people act like they weren't forgiven anything. But God forgave you of something. But anyway, Mary was forgiven of much. So, you know, she was just like, and you know, those become some of your greatest disciples too. Those become some of your most loyal, faithful, dedicated, you know, will go to war for you, die for you type of people. Mary broke all the rules. She stepped on up in there with all the disciples, didn't care, didn't look at them one time. Came up behind Jesus, because, you know, they reclined like laying forward and their feet would be out. She came up behind and she anointed his head with this costly ointment. See, it's not in necessarily in the amount, but in the sacrifice. Some say it was a year's wage. Think about it. You say all your income for 1 year, you purchase something, and then you pour it on somebody. But she had such a depth of love and worship, and she'd been forgiven so much. You know, the torment that she had while she was a harlot, and I believe she was one that seven devils were cast out of. The torment that she had when God set her free. You know, the sky wasn't the limit. There was no boundary here. She was a bountiful giver. It didn't matter what it cost. It didn't matter what the expense, what the sacrifice was, she was willing to give. But in the midst of that, in the midst of the environment that she gave, there were other reactions. See, a lot of times, like I said, when you maxing out for God, other people get agitated. Other people don't like it. Other people react sometimes in a negative way. And sometimes it's due to spirits. But see, bountifulness leads to plenteousness, and there is a release. So I want to show you the way to plenteousness, no matter what your environment is right now. No matter how the people are in that, don't let your measure of giving and kindness be gauged by the people. But let it be gauged and measured by your heart. There are a lot of people who don't deserve your kindness. Give it to them anyway. A lot of people don't deserve what you have to offer. But, you know, don't cast your pearls before swine, but don't mistreat them. Amen. You understand what I mean? Don't mistreat them. Treat them fairly. Amen. You never know what type of seeds are being planted there. Amen. And what could happen in their life. Jesus, the Bible says God is kind to the unthankful. Now, that's a hard pill when people take from you and they're not even thankful. Amen. But it says God is kind to the unthankful. He reigns yet on the just and the unjust. See, that's God's heart. And see, out of all the characters that are in this setting, we want the heart of Jesus. Because bountifulness leads to plenteousness, all right? So we want plenty, and this is the way how we get to it through all of this maze of spirits and environments and people that are ungrateful and all kind of reactions that's not stopping me from giving. Hello? Amen. All right. So the first ones were the disciples in Matthew 26, verse 8. Now, Mary pours the ointment. Now get this setting. Mary pours the ointment on his head, but she also anoints his feet and then wipes. She lets her hair down. Again, another social, you don't do that. You know, it's almost like in Arab nations, you know, you stay covered. She let her hair down and began to wash his feet with her tears. First ones to react were the disciples, Peter and them. When the disciples saw it, they got indignant, saying, "To what purpose is this waste?" Somebody say indignation. The disciples were only thinking about meeting immediate needs, temporal needs. They could only see the natural, carnal side of sacrifice. Do you understand? The disciples couldn't see the thankfulness, the worship, the gratitude that Mary was showing to Jesus. What meaneth this waste? She done wasted all that. We could have bought some more fish, or we could have did this, or we could have did that with this money. Here she is wasting it. Come on, don't let that spirit stop you. Those are spirits. You could use this money more wisely, rather than honoring God with it. But that was the first reaction, the disciples. See, when people are short-sighted or just in the natural realm and just, you know, routine and just trying to make ends meet and that, they don't understand your bountifulness. I'm going to show you something very important here, because Mary, through her giving, was setting up her future. What she was doing was going beyond the immediate. This is what we need to understand and why we all should be bountiful. Because it's not just about giving in an offering. It's setting up something for the future.
We are continuing in part 34 of The Faith Crisis, Arise and Build. There are certain things you need to destroy to lay accurate foundation upon which to build. Money and politics must go. The woman with the issue of blood spent all she had. The enemy tried to destroy her by depleting her financial resources. Do not use financial leverage to take advantage of the less fortunate. Don't lie for gain. The church is not the place for that. Guard the work, even if it costs something.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.